Blog Talk Radio.
Chiming in, doing this hour. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, when you're doing something for the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, beloved, I tell you, the enemy will attack every effort that you put forth, and that's what's been happening with this technological equipment and stuff here. It's just been so difficult to get through calls, dropping, everything of that nature, but we praise God we're here, and hopefully we're here to for the duration of the show. I bless each of you today. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and I am so glad to be in your living rooms, your cars, to having lunch with you wherever my voice is heard. Blessings be upon you today. Those of you who are in hospitals and in convalescent homes and even those suffering with bereavement, people of God, I want you to know that our prayers are with you. Praise the Lamb of God, and we hope and pray hallelujah, that the angel of the Lord will visit you and that his touch will make the difference in your life today. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you, I love you, I love you all. If you're listening to my voice via the internet, praise the Lamb of God, and would like to call in and be a part of our live studio, do so today at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio here, praise the Lamb of God, at PSM. Oh, boy, we're live here in the studio. Praise the Lord, and I thank God for each of you that's calling in and chiming in. Praise the Lamb. All right, praise the Lord. People of God, I tell you, the Lord is just so good. I was reading the testimonies on the page from yesterday, and I'm just looking at how God is manifesting his presence, how his spirit is working, praise the Lamb of God, on the behalf of the people of God, hallelujah, on our page and in our ministry. Lord, have mercy. God is doing an awesome, awesome thing for us, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm so happy that many of you are the recipients of the manifest promises of God in this season. It's just a wonderful thing to see what God is doing for you, you, and you. Oh, my God, isn't it wonderful? Yes, it is. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. There is a lot we want to cover today as we deal with the prophet Moses in our teachings. So you definitely want to shake the tree and let people know, praise the Lamb of God, that we're going to be talking about Moses today, the prophet, a little later on in the show, praise the Lamb. And then we're gearing up for our fast, praise the Lamb, that is going to come off next month, the month of February, the month of love, praise the Lamb of God, as we have designated that, praise the Lamb, in our social society as the month of love. We're just going to pour our love out on God and love on him, praise the Lamb of God, and give him some time. And I know many people do it at the beginning of the year. I just follow the Holy Spirit as it leads and guides us in these ways when it comes down to our fast periods and things of this nature. I just seem to get more out of it when I fast, praise the Lamb of God, because the Lord is beckoning me to it. The Holy Spirit is guiding me in it. I just get more out of it, praise the Lamb of God, than when I say I'm just going on a fast. Usually that just winds up being a little cute diet for me, praise God. But the fast of the Lord, when the Lord allows us to come into his presence every day and allows us, praise the Lamb of God, to hear his voice, pray. Oh, yes, people of God, those are the days, those are the times, praise them, with fellowship with the Lord is thick, revelation is thick, praise the Lamb of God, and you can receive all you want from God, praise the Lamb of God, without any lack, without any thing going wrong, praise the Lamb of God. He's just right there for you, you know what I mean? Praise the Lamb. All right, who's our prayer warrior today? I need to see somebody light up the line. It's our intercessor today. Why don't you push one on your line? Praise the Lamb of God. The intercessor of the day is who today? Area code 586. Your mic is hot.
Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Sister Althea.
Althea is praying on the radio every day. How are you doing, dear?
I'm well. And yourself?
I am doing pretty good, boy, just trying to make it through all of these difficulties here in the radio station. You know, I think it has something to do with the weather and stuff, in their connections.
Definitely.
And things of that nature also. But, you know, people just, they blame it on whoever show it is. They don't blame it on the company. Blame it on the show. Oh, his show ain't no good.
Oh, my goodness.
So we praise God, we praise God, we're excited about what God is doing. And, you know, anytime anything like this happens, the Lord always gives us victory in the end. So, you know, we're excited.
Definitely.
Praise God. How's things going on your side of the world, up there in the north? Is well up there?
It's okay. The roads are a bit slippery, but it's okay. And it's cold.
Yes, cold and slippery. Praise God, and I understand that. Well, we're going to be praying for our sick and shut in. There's a lot of people that are bereaved in this season, too. Want to make sure we pray for Bertha Pruitt and her family. It's also related to Lisa Williams, our administrator, praise the Lord, who we don't hear that much, you know, bold out in public like other people. But she's an avid, you know, a prayer person with faithfully their nephew, cousin, past, praise the Lord. And for them, and then Lisa's husband, James, lost his niece in a fatal car accident the other day. And we just want to lift that family. They got the death on both sides of the family, and we just want to pray for that family also. It's just a tragic situation when they die so young. And I think she was about 20 years old. Celebrating her 20th day. So we want to lift them up in prayer. And, of course, praise the Lamb of God. We want to even remember those who are dealing with this bitter cold that don't have gas, and some are even still outdoors, don't have shelter and places to live and things of that nature. And some are squatters in homes without electricity and, you know, gas running through their pipes and hot water and things of that nature. We just want to lift up the people of God in this season. God is working, God is doing, and God is going to do. He is not asleep, and we want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we give, hallelujah, this time to the Lord today, praise the Lamb of God. Come on, sister. Let me see how much time you have here so you will know, because this is your first time, right? Praise the Lord. We're going to give you, you got about 5-6 minutes here to lead us to the throne.
Okay, Father God, we thank you on this day, Father God. We thank you so much, Father God, for the breath in our body, Father God, the ability to move our limbs, Father God. We give you praise and we give you honor on this day, Father God. Father God, glory unto you, my Lord and Savior, the great I am, the most high God. Hallelujah, the one in the light of the universe, the strength of our might, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to pour your spirit down, Father God, of all the sick and shut in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to deploy your healing angels, Father God. Let them come forth, Father God, touching each and every person, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let your miracles and signs and wonders be seen before the doctors and the nurses, Father God. Let the blind see and the deaf hear, Father God. Let the lame walk up, Father God. Let the dead rise, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you glory and we give you honor in this day, Father God. We thank you for the shifting in the universe, Father God. Hallelujah. As you get our attention, Father God, as you raise us up, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we lift up our sister, Bertha Pruitt, Father God, before you, Father God. We ask you, shalom in our hope, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Peace in her mind, peace in her spirit, Father God. Peace in her soul, in the name of Jesus, Father God, touching each and every person afflicted by this tragedy, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, for you have given her wisdom. You have given her understanding and knowledge, Father God. She understands who you are and who she belongs to in the name of Jesus, Father God. You will have your way, Father God. We ask you to touch their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Continue blessing them. Continue instructing them. Continue holding them up, Father God, during this tragedy time, Father God. We lift up Lisa, Father God, in the name of Jesus and her family, Father God. We ask you to bless her, Father God. Continue taking her feet off the ground, Father God. Cuddle her before you, Father God. Hallelujah. Continue ministering unto her, Father God. Help her in the area she needs help, Father God. Remove her hindrances, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the peace be in our house, Father God, touching every family member, Father God. Let their eyes turn to you and not away from you, Father God. Let them seek you even the more, Father God, as you continue pouring down your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge into them, Father God. We say blessings unto their family, Father God. Let them be intertwined even more, Father God. Let them be cohesive even more, Father God. Let them come together in peace, love, and unity in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless every person in the element, Father God. We ask you to give them a supernatural covering, Father God. We ask you to take the cold off of them, Father God. Take their feet off the ground, Father God. Put nourishment in their body, Father God. Garments on their back, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, let your children in the world, Father God, not walk past these people, Father God. Let them do something, Father God. Even if it's giving them a cup of hot coffee, Father God, let the love of God shine through each and every day of this weather, Father God, and throughout the good seasons, Father God. So we ask you right now to continue blessing, Father God. Continue lifting up, Father God. Continue opening the eyes and the ears of your children of this world, Father God, that we can be the smaller light in this world, Father God, the light in this earth, Father God, shining to the unknown, unseen, Father God, that they know which way to walk to, Father God, that we can take their hand and clasp it with your hand, Father God, and you'll do the rest, Father God. We give you glory, we give you honor in this, Father God. We continue lifting up our men and women of God, Father God. We pour our spirit into them, Father God, and strengthen them in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We lift them up, Father God, and we say continue washing them clean. Continue blood washing them. Continue stretching them, Father God. Continue blessing them. Open up the ears even to a higher level in the spiritual realm. Open the eyes into a higher level in the spiritual realm, Father God, and continue pouring your spirit into them, Father God. Put your angels around them. Heal them, Father God, from the natural world, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up any doubt right now. We bind up any fear right now. We bind up any unbelief right now. We bind up the spirit of worry right now, because these elements are not of the kingdom, and we shall have no part of it. So we seal ourselves in the blood of the Lamb, because you are great and you are mighty, and we bow our heads before you, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, because we know your force is with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, Lord. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's only one word to describe it, and that is holy. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, sweetheart, for being here with us today. Her first time on the show is one of our intercessors, and, Phil, we just thank God for you for joining them, the intercessors here. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Your support is just means so much to us, and I'm just excited about what God is doing for us in this season. He's just such an awesome, awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God as he's bringing people together for the sake of the ministry and the work. Praise the Lamb of God. I see Bertha Pruitt is with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just want to let her know that we are praying for your family, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. And Lisa and James and all of you guys, we're just lifting you up constantly before the Lord in this season. And your son, because I know you shared with me how close he was to that nephew. Praise the Lord. So we just want you to know, daughter, we are here for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you want to say anything or do anything, then all you got to do is push one on your dial, and, you know, I'll give you the mic. Praise the Lord. But in these times, praise the Lord, is when you really know your worth in God, and it also allows you to know how it is to be in the hands of the Lord when tragedy comes, when sickness and death comes. Praise the Lamb of God. That's when all of our Christian knowledge, Sunday school, Bible class, sermons, and all of that really, really come together, praise the Lamb of God, to show forth, yes, to show forth, praise the Lamb of God, that the strength and the faith that we should have in God be solid, praise the Lamb of God, and that we don't waver, that we don't grieve like the world, praise the Lamb of God, that we know that God has handled everything for us, and he is handling it, praise the Lamb of God, and he shall continue to do it, and that is where our faith must hold at this point in time in our lives, praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious, I tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful day in Zion. I just love God today. I just love God today. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Well, my phone just buzzes, just people just telling me when they love me, unusual people. My brothers, you just spill it out, love. I love you, Michael. I love you. I wonder what is going on. It's not my birthday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's good that people love you and that love is in the air today. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God, again, thank you, Althea, for that prayer. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited. We got some things coming up, some things planned. Praise the Lamb of God. We got a couple of nights of healing that's going to come off. Praise the Lamb of God. So you get ready to make your way to the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. Of healing and deliverance that's going to take place there. Our own Bertha Pruitt, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be coming forth, praise the Lamb, the second Sunday in this month coming up in February. She'll be going forth in her ministry day, or as we call it in the old school, a trial sermon, her first message, prophetic message she'll be bringing, praise the Lamb of God, as a woman of God, hallelujah, in public. And so we'll be looking forward to that also. And then we're going to do some mini camps around for our prophetic conference, praise the Lamb of God, so that next year we'll be better situated as it relates to our numbers and as far as our our finances and what have you, so that it won't be such a pull on the people of God, praise the Lamb of God, in those sessions. We want to make sure that we're as close to debt-free or debt-free as possible when we walk in the door. So all we can do is just, everything would just be overflow to the Lord this year. That's what I'm claiming this year. That's what's going to happen this year, and I'm looking forward to that happening, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my, oh, my. Listen, it's Worship Wednesday. If anybody got a praise report, anything they want to share that God has done outstanding, you need to be pushing one on your dial right now, praise the Lamb of God, and making your joy to be known, because we know God is good, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We know that he is wonderful. He is merciful. He is tender and compassionate. Praise the Lamb of God, and he has done so much for us. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm expecting your response, praise the Lamb of God, and testifying about the goodness of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, in this season and in this hour, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I was talking with Dr. Murphy yesterday, Dr. William Henry Murphy Sr., and me and him talked for about a good hour and a half. I usually don't talk on the phone that long to nobody. But I was talking to him yesterday, and we were talking about the wondrous things that God has done and that he is doing in this season. And this is a man who is above 80 years old. He's 85 years old, praise the Lamb of God, and still pastoring, still preaching, still going and still doing. Praise the Lord. Matter of fact, he's bishop-elect at the age of 85. Praise the Lamb of God. And he called me yesterday, and we sat on the phone, and we talked about the season that we are in with all of this that's going on in the Catholicism, all this that's going on in the White House, and all this that's going on overseas that is connecting the dots to the Battle of Armageddon, that is connecting the dots, praise the Lamb of God, towards the return of Jesus Christ. And I want you all to know today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that this is a season that the people of God must be alert, on point, and in a position, praise the Lamb of God, to do two things. Number one is to witness. Amen. To be a witness through your testimonies, through your experiences, through the word of God that's in your mouth, as well as, praise the Lamb of God, allowing God to use you to extend your hand, hallelujah, as an extension of his, to do miracles, signs and wonders in the earth. God needs you to be in position to do that. That's number one, to be a witness, praise the Lamb of God. After we have become a witness, praise the Lamb of God, then God needs you to be an apologist. An apologist is a defender of the faith, someone who will stand, praise the Lamb of God, hell or high water, will stand in the first in the face of adversity, will stand, praise the Lamb of God, in the face, praise the Lamb of God, of all that's going on, no matter what it is, praise the Lamb, and declare what is right in God. Praise the Lamb of God, that will declare the word of God, that this is the word of God, this is what God says about it, and there is no gray areas. Praise the Lamb of God. We need defenders of the faith. The Bible tells us to have a word ready for every man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's right. We're supposed to be ready to defend the faith. Praise the Lamb of God, to make sure that people know, hallelujah, that we're not just going to accept wood nickels, and no matter what our society is doing, what our society is accepting, praise the Lamb of God, does not mean that God is accepting and that God is on point with it, praise the Lamb of God. And until we become apologists and witnesses, praise the Lamb of God, we're not going to see the change that we hope for, praise the Lamb of God. It's not going to be because the glory of God just going to overshadow everybody and everybody just going to fall down on their knees and go to worshiping God. It comes through a stance, as it was in the days of Elijah. It comes through a stance of an individual or a people who say, God is our God, praise the Lamb of God, and we will obey the word of God. We will worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We will obey his voice and nobody else's voice. Are we following? Praise the Lamb of God. When we become the people of God on this level, praise the Lamb of God, not just running up in the church, getting our electrified feeling and running out, but knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that a change has come and that God has called us to a higher place of praise. He has called us to a higher place of worship. He has called us to a higher place of witnessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And with all of the systemic evil that's going on in our society today, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, we need people who are going to sell out and say, Lord, here I am. For God I live, and for God I'm willing to die. Because the back end, praise the Lamb of God, of an apologist is a martyr. It's one who's willing, because of what they know, what they have experienced, and what they believe in God, they're willing to lose their life over, if that's the price they must pay for people to be saved and know that God is real. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know, brothers and sisters, there's very few that's willing to go, praise the Lamb of God, that extra mile. But if we are not in concert, praise the Lamb of God, with the will of God concerning this, then we're going to lose out, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to what is being perpetrated right now, praise the Lamb of God, in our society, in our system of government and economy, praise the Lamb of God, and that is the mark of the beast. You better believe that it is in circulation, praise the Lamb of God, and has been there for many years. It is coming forth. But God is positioning the people of God. I'm speaking to you prophetically now. God is positioning the people of God in this season, praise the Lamb of God, to be the recipients of the blessing. Hallelujah. To be the recipients of wealth. To be the recipients, praise the Lamb of God, of positions of authority and power so that we can establish, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, y'all better listen to me, so we can establish kingdom things, praise the Lamb of God, so that we will not have to go to the devil to buy, sell, nor trade, praise the Lamb of God. I'm sounding an alarm, praise the Lamb of God, today to allow you to know how you must posture and position yourself so that you can be the recipient of the things God has promised. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not just wealth, and I've said this before, for you to run around with going bling, 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 look at me. No, no, no. This is a season, praise the Lamb of God, that you're going to have to strategically lay it down before God and say, what will you have me to do? How will you have me to do this? Praise the Lamb of God. Who should I call? Who should I connect with so that we can bring about some kingdom things so that the kingdom can have export and import, commerce and trade within itself? Praise the Lamb of God. If we have to go to the world, we're going to have to dance to their music. Hallelujah. But we can have our own. It's enough of us. Hallelujah, to have our own, praise the Lamb of God. Watch what God does in this season. It's going to be awesome, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just want to give you that. I had to drop that. That was in my spirit from the conversation that we had last night. Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious, I tell you, woo, my. And some things, I'm telling you, there are some people that are stirring, praise the Lamb of God, that wants to see more of representation out of the kingdom and out of the church than we have been seeing. There are more people now who want to see, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a greater response out of the church, praise the Lamb of God, and out of the church world to stand up against systemic evil, to stand up against, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, all of these ungodly laws and things that's being passed, praise the Lamb of God, just for the sake of getting votes, just for the sake of popularity, just for the sake of being accepted, praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, I tell you the truth, there's some entities that's rising that is trying their best to fashion at least someone, their leader, to say, stand for us, represent us, and speak on our behalf, praise the Lamb of God. I believe in this season that the prophetic voices that God is raising up, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I believe it. Somebody's going to say he's crazy. I believe that some of you all that's listening to my voice, that man and that woman that God is calling right now, praise the Lamb of God, to live the life, to do as he has asked, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the prophets of old to do, to live before me, to walk before me, praise the Lamb of God, to represent me, hallelujah, to represent my people, to speak on my behalf, to say, thus says the Lord, to say, God is not pleased. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is an hour and a season that God needs us. Hallelujah. I have already said yes to him. I've already said yes, praise the Lamb of God, to the will of God for my life in this season. Praise the Lamb. All right, people of God, hallelujah. I can, you know, I can go all day with this. Praise the Lamb of God. This is just up my alley, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to, hallelujah, being that type of an apologist and one who just takes a stand for what is right, praise the Lamb, and what I believe about the Holy Scriptures. Hallelujah. And I believe that every jot and tittle, praise the Lamb of God, from Genesis to Revelation, is the written word of God. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that Jesus Christ is Lord. I know he's alive. Hallelujah. And I know that the Lord speaks to me. And because of that trichotomy of the word of God, you can't make me doubt it. I know too much about him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I hope I have some people that's standing with me today and saying, yes, prophet, praise the Lamb of God. You are right. This is right. And this is the position we need to take in this hour and in this season. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right, brothers and sisters, it's praise and worship day. Praise the Lamb of God. It's testimony day. For those of you that have a testimony, you can share your testimony today. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, I have nobody in queue with me. Nobody want to talk to me. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. People of God, y'all mighty quiet today. Praise the Lamb. But I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. All right. Praise up. If we're going to go into our lesson. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody got something to say here. Let me see who this is. Praise the Lord. Erico 331, your mic is hot.
Good morning, Prophet. I'm just letting you know I'm here with you.
All right. Praise God. Bless you, granddaughter. Is all well?
All is well.
Praise God. Praise God. Let me ask you this, and I know this is off the beaten path, but he's our son here in at PSM. Is Reggie doing all right?
Reggie's doing good. I'm actually getting ready to go pick him up from work. He's doing wonderful.
Well, okay, wonderful, wonderful. Everything went well with the home going. I was just concerned about him. Praise the Lamb. Grandmother sometimes is as close to us or even closer as our own mother. Praise the Lamb of God. Depended on how we was raised and who raised us, you know. So
I think he's talking more about eating than he did the home going. He was more concerned about the food.
Oh, Lord, that sounds just like Reggie, too.
Yes, it was.
he was concerned about the food. Oh, my God, that Reggie. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. But I'm just compassionate in this area. Praise the Lamb of God, you know. There's just so much going on right now. I lost one of my good friends again over at the Willow Grove Baptist Church, pastor there who has gone on to be with the Lord, died suddenly. And boy, man, Lisa and I was talking last night about my good friend, Pastor Bernard Smith. Unknowing to me, Lisa sung there every year in a concert, and I did his banquet every year. And we never crossed paths. Church, but both of us knew the same gentleman in this pastor. And the Lord is just calling the saints home. A lot of saints have been called home in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's getting the stage ready for some new people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this is trying my best to wake you all up to that you all are the ones, praise the Lamb of God, that we are the ones that God has prepared for a time such as this. Praise the Lamb of God. The only thing is, are you willing to be used of God in the way that he desires to use you? Hallelujah. 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 And that's a big question. That is
question.
A big question. Praise the Lord. We're going to go right here to a song. Praise, since it is praise and worship day. Praise, and I won't get us a good old something here to listen to. And then we're going, praise the Lamb of God, to I'll come back, and we're going to deal with our lesson, get into our lesson with the man Moses, and as the Lord moves on the show, that's the direction we're going to go in. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, let's listen to Divine Mercy. Mercy.
Come on, somebody, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Thank you.
It's all for you. That's Divine Mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we thank and praise God for him. Hallelujah. And his music ministry. He has a new CD that's about to come out. They tell me it is hot, hot, hot. Praise the Lamb of God. And I hope it come out and the angels come out at the same time. Praise the Lamb. She used to manage those boys and take care of them, travel with them all across the nation and abroad. Praise the Lamb of God. For several years she did that with the Rock Nation band. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for that connection. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to see these children grow up and become, praise the Lamb of God, these dynamic people for God. Hallelujah. I feel the hand of the Lord upon me. Hallelujah. And I bless him today for his presence here on the show. And, Father, as your word go forth, hallelujah, even your prophetic word, as we study concerning the men and women that served you of old, hallelujah, we pray, Father, that we can glean from them, that we too, hallelujah, might be willing vessels and servants unto you, that you might be able to use even greater. For even when you walk this earth, praise the Lamb of God, you declared that we should do and we would do a greater work. So we look for the greater anointing. We look for greater revelation and inspiration. Hallelujah. And ability to do that, the dynamics, Father, that we can carry out your word. Bless those that's on the show today and those that will hear in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Granddaughter, thank you for being here with me. Hallelujah. And, of course, as we share here, of course, those of you that's listening and those of you that's in queue, I see you all here from all over, from everywhere, all across the country. If there's something you would like to interject, praise the Lord, push one on your dial, and we will entertain you today. Praise the Lord. But we wanted to get the prophets, and we've been looking at all of the prophets in the Old Testament and the patriarchs who were prophets also. And our last one was Joseph, praise the Lamb of God. And we talked about how he was such a type of Christ, praise the Lamb of God, in so many dimensions. He turned out to be the Savior of his brethren, sold, praise the Lamb, just like Jesus was sold by his brethren, praise the Lamb of God, betrayed. And then rising up to be from the dungeons and what have you, the lower parts of the earth, he comes out. And he becomes the Savior of his people as Jesus was the Savior of the world, praise the Lamb of God. Now there's something noteworthy that we need to pay attention to that is a type of Christ event. And that is, praise the Lamb of God, after Joseph, the children of Israel go into bondage for 400 years. Now I want you to note that prior to this going into this bondage in Egypt for 400 years, praise the Lamb of God, God had already revealed this to Abraham. Hallelujah. A great horror came upon him in darkness, and he saw a vision, and the Lord told him that his seed would go into Egypt, praise the Lamb of God, for 400 years, and that he would multiply them and bring them out, praise the Lamb of God, with a strong hand. That he would bring them out and establish them as a nation and give them, bring them back to the land that he gave Abraham, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and that he would establish them there forever. That's the land of Israel, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's Israel to this day. Now, I need you to notice that. The next thing I need you to note, praise the Lamb of God, is that before the coming of Jesus, there was a 400-year praise the Lamb of God, silence or darkness, whereas that we call it the silent years, that there was no word from the Lord for 400 years. Not a famine of food, not a famine of water, but a famine of the word of God. Hallelujah. And there was no word, praise the Lamb of God, until the coming of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God, as we see it in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is noteworthy, praise the Lamb. Just gave you some good scholarly stuff that you just can't go and find in Sunday school. Praise the Lamb of God in these 400-year periods. Praise the Lamb of God that took place prior to the coming of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God, or the salvific experiences. And so God typifies, if you would, the salvation of the world. Praise the Lamb of God with the salvation of the children of Israel. Praise the Lamb of God coming out of Egypt. Praise the Lamb of God. And he raised up what we call a deliverer. He raised up a deliverer. He raises up, praise the Lamb of God, the man that we call Moses. Praise the Lamb of God. At the end of this 400-year period, praise God. And this is done, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as we look at it and see it. When you look at the book of Exodus, it's really where Moses comes in to play the book of Exodus, you will see, praise the Lamb of God, that this was predetermined, prearranged, hallelujah, preappointed, preordained by God, that this man Moses would be born. Hallelujah. That was a decree set out because of, praise the Lamb of God, a rumor of a deliverer that would rise up and deliver the children of Israel out of, praise the Lamb. I want you to see these comparisons now. Out of, praise the Lamb of God, out of Egypt from the hand of Pharaoh, of Ramesses, and at the same time, you know, praise the Lamb of God, typifying it again, praise the Lamb of God, there was a decree set out by Herod at the birth of Jesus because he was born as a deliverer to deliver his people from Roman oppression. Praise the Lamb of God, from under the Roman government. And both of these men did the same thing. They decreed, praise the Lamb of God, that all the male children, praise the Lamb of God, two and under, would be put to death so that they could kill the deliverer. That was their way of assassinating the deliverer, was by killing all these male children, a genocide of a total generation. And so this was done during the days of Moses, praise the Lamb of God. But his mother, praise the Lamb, it says in chapter 2, if you want to chase this in your Bibles, it says that his mother, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, saw that he was a goodly child in verse 2, chapter 2, verse 2. Now, praise the Lamb of God, notice that he also comes out of the tribe of Levi, praise the Lamb of God. He comes out of the Levitical tribe, the priestly prophetic tribe, if you would. And we would really have to switch it to say the prophetic priestly tribe because the prophets came out of Levi prior to priests. Hello, light bulbs. So we have to say the prophetic priestly tribe, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that a tribe of Levi that he comes out of, hallelujah, and his mother hides him, praise the Lamb of God, and does her best until this baby is too old now, and he's crying out and he's being noticed. So she takes him and puts him in the Nile River, as we know, praise the Lamb of God, and leaves him in the hands of God. As God so orchestrated, he ends up, praise the Lamb of God, being sighted by Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh's daughter brings him in and does what only a God can do, and that is make somebody adore you on sight. Cause somebody to show you favor on sight. You didn't do anything to deserve it, praise the Lamb of God. Just look upon you, praise the Lamb, and favor falls upon you. Again, we see the hand of God upon this child. And she takes him in, and before you know it, praise the Lamb of God, I mean, when you read chapter 2, Moses is born, Moses is bred, Moses is raised up, Moses is a grown man, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and all of this right here in one chapter, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, he marries Zipporah. All in this one chapter. So there's a lot of ground to cover here in this one chapter. I want you to notice, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that his sister trailed him and winds up going back getting his mother to be, praise the Lamb of God, his nurse in Pharaoh's house. So he really was raised by his mother, praise the Lamb of God, in Pharaoh's house. This is an awesome story, and it sounds like, praise the Lamb of God, something that could be fictional. But in essence, praise the Lamb of God, we come to see that this is really, praise the Lamb of God, this is really God, praise the Lamb of God, doing something in history that should be noteworthy, praise the Lamb of God, and timely, that we should take note of to see how God worked with them in days past and how he's working with the prophetic people today, praise the Lamb of God. Some of our lives have been orchestrated, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, just as these prophets and prophetess that we're going to be studying. People of God, you have to understand that you was on God's mind before, praise the Lamb of God, you came into the world. Did you hear what the prophet just said? You were on God's mind prior, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to you coming into the world. And some of you can't get with that, praise the Lamb of God. You existed in God before the world was. Hallelujah. Some great thinker said this, and some of you all might get bald-headed, praise the Lamb of God, if you can't handle what I'm about to tell you. Praise the Lamb. But because God is the eternal God, he is from everlasting to everlasting. Our granddaughter, he's already at both ends of the spectrum. If he's from everlasting to everlasting, he's already at both ends of the spectrum. It is believed when God rested, praise the Lamb of God, after creation on the seventh day, when God rested, praise the Lamb of God, watch this now, everything that he wanted done and shall be done is already being done. Praise Amen. The Lamb of God. Some great thinker said these words, if God ever, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, had a thought, he thought one time, and he has never had to think again. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. God already knew because we were predestined. If we were predestined, and the prophets and stuff of old are predestined, praise the Lamb of God, as we see it, it shouldn't affect us that much to believe that we were already on God's agenda, praise the Lamb of God, prior to coming into this world. That should be a hard thing for us. Amen. That should be an easy thing for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. You agree with that, granddaughter?
That's right. I agree.
We had to be, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Right there in the predestination, predestined move of God, prophetic move of God, if in fact, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, all of these prophets and stuff were. Why can't we? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch now. Moses, praise the Lamb of God, he grows up in Pharaoh's house. He becomes a son of Pharaoh. Praise the Lamb of God. And then most of us know the story. We've seen Martin Scorsese's movie, The Ten Commandments, 1,000 times or more. Praise the Lamb of God. Every Easter, they play it. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know why they play The Ten Commandments. Praise the Lamb of God. They play Ten Commandments along with the crucifixion, I guess to satisfy the Jewish community. Praise the Lord. But anyhow, in bringing forth, praise God, Moses, we don't see Moses really in action, and really his personality and stuff does not come out until Moses decides, praise the Lamb of God, through revelation, no longer wants to that he is struggling with being, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a son, praise the Lamb of God, of slaves. And this is when we really see the kind of heroic personality that he has, that he's willing, praise the Lamb of God, to leave the courts of Pharaoh, to leave the riches of Egypt, to leave the palace to go to the pit. Praise the Lamb of God. And this also is another type of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God that leaves heaven. And all that heaven has, praise the Lamb of God, to come and be a servant, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm to his Father so that he could save mankind. This is another type, praise the Lamb of God, of Christ that we see in the man Moses. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I show you these types, and I wonder, can you look in the mirror and can you ask the question to yourself, do I have any types of Christ in me? Is there anything, praise the Lamb of God, that has happened to me? Is there any situations or circumstances that have permitted me to be a type of Christ? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to this level of participation that I participate in for the kingdom of our Christ. Praise the Lamb of God or the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. When we see Moses, we see his attitude is one of, praise the Lamb of God, that's focused, is one of, praise the Lamb of God, of truth. He does not want to be a man that is hidden in untruth. Praise the Lamb of God, in manipulation, in deception, praise God, which must be the true character of the prophetic people. The prophetic people of God must not be people of manipulation. We must not be people of deception. We must not be fraudulent. And we must not be found in those levels of deceit that we find others in. Praise the Lamb of God. This is one of the things that separate the true from the false. Hallelujah. That you're not out manipulating people. You're not out, praise the Lamb of God, doing things, hallelujah, that is going to cause people to be offended and hurt, praise the Lamb of God, because of the way that you do things. You have a truthfulness about you, praise the Lamb of God, that you want to walk in truth, you want to live in truth, which is no more than what we call in modern day times walking in integrity, praise the Lamb of God. So he was a man of integrity, praise the Lord. Then we see, praise the Lamb of God, that during his struggle time of choosing, praise the Lamb of God, and it may be strong for me to call that a struggling time, but during this time, praise the Lamb of God, he saw, praise the Lamb of God, an Egyptian beating, praise the Lamb of God, one of the Israelites, praise God, and Moses comes to the defense of the Israelite and kills an Egyptian and buries him in the sand. Praise the Lamb of God. Then he has to flee. He flees to Midian. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we know about that journey across the desert. He flees to Midian and is saved by no more than the divine intervention and mediation of God to get him, praise the Lamb of God, where he had went. Without food and water, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Possibly no human way that he made it, but he made it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And then he made it there. Now watch this now. I want you to watch this now because something slipped by me is these 40s, praise the Lamb of God. Moses was 40 years old, praise the Lamb of God. Then, praise the Lamb of God, when he gets to Midian, praise the Lamb of God, another 40 years elapsed. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So now Moses is about the age of 80. You know he marries. Praise the Lamb of God. Zipporah. Praise the Lamb of God. He marries her, the daughter. Praise the Lamb of God of the priest of Midian. He marries one of his daughters. Praise the Lamb of God. And then began his journey. Praise the Lamb of God. What Moses learned in the courts of Pharaoh, the political things he learned, praise the Lamb of God, the military strategies he learned, the mindset, if you would, the paradigm, praise the Lamb of God, all set him in place, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to be the deliverer. But what he learned in Midian, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as a shepherd, what he learned in Midian, praise the Lamb of God, in humility to submit to this man, praise the Lamb, being a son of Pharaoh, praise the Lamb of God, can breed arrogance. Yeah, living in richness and wealth and all of that, but a humbling comes, praise the Lamb of God, another sign of a prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God. We must breed humility. There has to be some humility in us. We must be able to humble ourselves, and we must be able to serve under others, praise the Lamb of God. We must be able to serve under others so that we can be trained, so that we can get all that God has for us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's too many of us that are puffed up, too many of us, praise the Lamb of God, that have our own way of thinking when it comes down to the prophetic gifting and anointing that's on our life, praise the Lamb of God, that we do not submit, hallelujah, to a leadership, praise the Lamb of God, that can help to train us in the way that we ought to be and should be. It's very, very important that humility, praise the Lamb of God, is one of our assets, that we wear humility every day and walk in humility. There's no need in us being prideful. There's no need in us being arrogant. There's no need in us being puffed up because of the anointing or the calling that's upon our life. Why? Praise the Lamb of God. The gift operates in humility. The gift operates when you're humble. You don't have to be arrogant with it. You don't have to be standoffish with it. You don't have to dislike people and give people a bad taste in their mouth about you because you're a prophet or an apostle or anything else. You can walk in humility, praise the Lamb of God. So we see Moses, praise the Lamb of God, serves in humility. Hallelujah, and this is a great aspect to look at under his father-in-law, shepherding, praise the Lamb of God, learning how to lead sheep, he learned how to lead people. Learning how to lead sheep, he learned how to lead people. It took him 40 years, praise the Lamb of God, to learn how to lead God's people, praise the Lamb of God. He had to learn how to lead sheep. Watch this, people of God, This is awesome because in your life right now, prophetic people, God is using what you are involved in to shape and mold you for the prophetic call and assignment that's on your life. And you have to understand that, praise the Lamb of God. Or somebody ought to be calling somebody and say, boy, he's giving us some good stuff today. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't get this on Sunday morning. I don't get this in Sunday school. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophet is pouring out to us and teaching us on a level, praise the Lamb of God, that we normally don't get. Shake the tree. Get a friend. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This shepherding, praise the Lamb of God, taught Moses, watch this now, because this is what a shepherd has to learn. A shepherd has to learn when to drive sheep. A shepherd has to learn when to walk before the sheep. A shepherd has to learn when to walk amongst the sheep. And then a shepherd has to learn when to go stand on a rock and be above the sheep. Hello, somebody. I gave you something right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I gave you something right there. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to know these various stance, if you would, to deal with the sheep, because there's a time when a shepherd has to be amongst the sheep, nurturing, praise the Lamb of God, touching, fellowshipping, praise the Lamb, and making his presence known, dealing with the sheep, praise the Lamb, laying hands on the sheep. Then there's a time when a shepherd has to stand in front of his sheep and say, follow me. Because there's a place that God is leading them to praise the Lamb of God, and he needs that direct fellowship, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I was in, oh my goodness, I believe it was Atlanta, Georgia, and my good friend, praise the Lamb of God, out of Louisiana, praise the Lamb of God, was speaking at the bishop's ordination when consecration, when Bishop Myatt was being consecrated, and I had the privilege of attending that consecration. Oh man, boy, I almost about out for Bishop Triplett, and Bishop Triplett was there, and Triplett says, praise the Lamb of God, Bishop Triplett says, wow, in his teaching, he says, what needs to happen, praise the Lamb of God, to us as pastors and what have you, we need to check ourselves and make sure that we smell like sheep, praise the Lamb of God. He said, when you lose your sheep scent, then you have become something God didn't call you to be. Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. You can't smell like sheep unless you've been amongst the sheep, that you have touched the sheep, that you have hugged the sheep, that you have picked up lambs and nurtured them into being what God has ordained for their life, that you can see something special in this wee little lamb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So he talked to us about not losing the scent of the shepherd. Praise the Lamb of God. By not losing the scent of the sheep. That God don't come looking for a shepherd scent. He comes looking for sheep scent. Praise the Lamb of God. Because that is what he has caused us to become in leading his people. Praise. But a lot of pastors and stuff want to be unreachable and untouchable. Praise God. They want to be unreachable and they want to be untouchable. They want to be far removed from their sheep. Praise the Lamb of God, then you are not a true shepherd. If you never want your people to touch you and you don't want to touch them, something is wrong with you as a shepherd. Praise the Lamb of God. You may be more of a celebrity, praise the Lamb of God, in your own eyes than you are a shepherd of people. Praise the Lamb of God. Then he has to learn to walk in front of, as I first stated, praise the Lamb of God, leading them. Then sometimes he has to be behind them, praise the Lamb of God, so that he can make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that everybody comes and goes where they need to go, praise the Lamb of God, and getting them in the path, in the direction. Then sometimes he needs to be on a rock above them, looking at the whole flock at the same time, praise the Lamb of God. That's not an elevated position because I'm so high and mighty. That's an elevated position of observation, that I'm looking at the entire flock, praise the Lamb of God. Why is this necessary? Number one, I got to check and make sure there's no wolves that have come in sheep clothing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The next elevated position deals with the sheep coming into the fold. I have to check them to make sure that they have not been injured. They have not been, praise the Lamb of God, been attacked by something, and I might need to pour some oil into their sores or something of that nature. All of this comes in, praise the Lamb of God, shepherding. So Moses had to understand how to take sheep to pastures green. He had to find a watering places for them and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, so that they could feed. So God was preparing him, praise the Lamb of God, right there. And who knows? Moses might not have liked shepherding. But he submitted to it because that was the business of his father-in-law, praise the Lamb of God. He may not even like at all dealing with no old nasty sheep. And I didn't grow up in the palace, and now I'm out here leading this man's sheep. But sometimes you have to submit and learn some things, not knowing that this is going to benefit you greater than anything you ever learned in a palace. Praise the God. Hallelujah. Yes, it will. So then, praise the Lamb of God, we see the next dynamic step in the life of Moses, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that is the encounter with Jehovah. On the backside of a mountain, praise the Lamb of God. as he was, watch this, as he was shepherding the sheep, he saw a bush burning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pause right here. We got a caller. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's see what this is. Erica 224.
This is Maginice. Good afternoon, prophets and everybody.
Good afternoon.
I'm just calling because you helping me today. I just wanted to say you are helping me today because when you talk about that God will use where you are to prepare you, and even with Moses' situation, that brings me to something that just happened to me the other day. I find myself with the job that I have now. I find myself, I'm on call in certain periods of the night or day that they can call, and I got to be ready to go whenever they call. So it's hard for me because I can't plan anything. I can't do anything. I can't plan until I get this call. So I find myself praying about that a lot. And about 2 days ago, I was just sitting back, and I heard the Lord say that he has me in that situation where I cannot move until I get a call, because he's getting me in the habit of waiting for his call and not moving until he says move.
Yes, Lord.
So
that's a big. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so when you brought that up today, that's a huge confirmation for me, because this was just a conversation 2 days ago, because it's a hard place for me being able to go and come as I please, and now I can't until I get this call. So now I find myself, even within the past week, I find myself praying, asking God first, can I go, can I not go? And it happened right before my eyes. I didn't even notice what he was doing until he said it.
Yeah, and also, not only that, sweetheart, the ministry call is such, when we enter into ministry, until, you know, it's basically the same way. And this is a lot of times what frustrates marriages and relationships in the ministry, because a pastor and a ministry person, worker, is as on call as you are. You never know when something is going to pop off. You have to go attend to the people that you shepherd. And what is important to the shepherd is never important to somebody else. It doesn't register important to other people what's important to the shepherd when it comes down to the sheep and his care and his love for his sheep, because God has given shepherds after his own heart. So he has put the sheep, the heart of the shepherd. He has caused us to love his people. He has caused us to have a compassion, those of us who are really called by God. It's something God has called us to do. It's not something that we've done of ourselves. And you're going to find, praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to use that call situation more in your life than you know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is something that you're going to see greatly as God moves in your life. See, God really, really doing something with that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Well,
amen.
But I thank you for that's awesome. That is awesome. Praise God. It is, when you can see, imagine this, when you can see the process and know that this is something that God is doing, it makes what you don't like a little bit more likable.
It really does. It really does.
Because you can accept it, you know, that this is something God is doing with me. This is something God is doing in me. Praise the Lamb of God. We got another caller. Let me see who this is. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. I believe it's Lily. Is this Lily?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Prophet.
Good afternoon, Lily. How you doing, girl?
Oh, I am. I'm in bed injured. I pulled a muscle in my back yesterday dancing around with my daughter. But I'm doing great.
Well, we're going to have to pray for you, girl.
Okay, let me quit. I'm doing great, but I'm dealing with something right now. And I'm dealing with something. When you were talking about the pastor and he's supposed to be watchful over his sheep and accessible to his sheep, I've only really been a member of one church since my coming into my relationship, my full relationship with Christ. I've only really been a member of one church, and I'm struggling with this because my pastor is not accessible. My pastor has stopped taking our calls, and it's not a huge church, but it does have a membership of at least 1,200 regular members. So I'm just I'm struggling with that now, and I'm starting to see my relationship. I'm sorry, say it. Which say, Prophet?
So you're saying there's nothing in place for you to get an audience with your pastor as far as a consultation or anything of that nature?
No. You call to ask for a meeting. Well, you call his first assistant. She says, well, he's not taking any meetings. This has been several times that I've tried to get a meeting with him. And one time, the first time was the first gathering in Chicago. I was supposed to have a conference call because he wasn't seeing anybody in person. So he never called. And I called to reschedule, and that didn't happen. When I got sick the first time when I was hospitalized, he wasn't available to the hospital to see me. When I was...
But did he send a representative? Send a representative from the...
No.
No.
My friend who is the secretary, she decided to come up in the capacity, not because they sent her, but because she felt that she needed to come because they didn't send anyone. And when I was going through everything with the cancer, I still couldn't get a meeting with him.
I don't know what his reasons are. That really does not fit a ministry description that, you know, that I'm familiar with or that I have embraced among my peers and what have you. You know, there's always something broader. That's one thing we do with our College of Ministers embrace our churches and our deacons in ministry and stuff is make sure that they know that when I'm not available, that they are next to go and visit the sick and this, that, or another. And I will send my ministers out in a minute to go visit the sick and this, that, or another, and to make that call and to be with people, things of that nature. It's the responsibility, of the shepherd to do that, and always has been. But you know, mega church syndrome is different. I ain't never pastored a mega church. The mega church that I got right now going is right here, the international ministry. And I still try to reach out to those who are hurting and those who have issues, special issues and problems and things of that nature that embrace and support our ministry. Now, I feel indebted to praise the Lamb of God who are part of our ministry, such as yourself, Lili, who have always been supportive in any way you can to support the ministry. And what have you, and then many have asked me to be their pastor, that they go and visit other churches, all of this, but I am their shepherd. They get their bread from me every day from the radio, and of course they get more from me than they do going sitting in a church, because that's only like a once-a-week thing in Bible class, and then you have Sunday, and they have access to me every day of the week, basically, in some kind of way. They can inbox me about dreams and visions and things of that nature, and those are the people, praise the Lamb of God, that I embrace, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to. I try to help almost any and everybody, but, you know, with some people I have a limited access to due to the fact that they're not my member. They're not my member. So I'm very leery about how I deal with people that are not my member. But thank God that you were close enough with us during your time, praise the Lamb of God. We really had you covered and in prayer and what have you, that God spoke the things he spoke, and the power of God rested on you in the healing. This, that, and another took place. But, you know, we all have to know the type of shepherd that we need. Hello, somebody. You have to know a shepherd that you need. And if you need a hands-on shepherd, then you need to go to a smaller church. You need to go to a small church where you can find a pastor who is walking among his members and care about him and take care of his membership like that. And because a lot of these mega churches, the members try to get an appointment with them, and they come in January and they can't get an appointment in September or August to meet with the pastor. And then when he got something else to do.
That's what I was doing, was struggling, because I want to leave, but I didn't want to feel like, okay, I'm just in my feelings, and that it's not okay for me to leave because I'm just in my feelings. But that's what I feel. I feel like I need something smaller. I need something more hands-on. I know a lot of members who have left, but I don't want to be out of order in leaving.
Okay, well, you can always talk to me about it, and as for most of the people that's a part of PSM, I try to be their covering as best I can until they make a transition into another church. I'll serve as, you know, your covering during that time. I'm not saying for you to leave. I'm saying you have to. We as individuals, we have free will. You walk in the door, you can walk out, but you need to do it prayerfully. Praise the Lamb of God. And really, see, sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying this is your case, but sometimes the ambiance and the music and the way the worship service is that attracts people, the majority of people, to come and join a church. But after they join the church, the redundancy of the worship services and stuff start wearing off. The beauty of the place start wearing off. It become my church home. Now that it become my church home, now I'm looking for the benefits of my church home. Since I'm tithing here and giving offerings, can I call my pastor? Will my pastor call me back? Will my pastor pray for me? This, that, and another, blah, 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 blah. Or I'm at the level, and some people are at the level where they don't need that, you know? But they really don't need a pastor or a watch care over them like that. And they have grown in that way. And they know how to maintenance themselves or, you know, what have you, just on Sundays about their business. But and then for others, there's some sales that's established in ministries. They help put people in different groups and allow the lay shepherd, the appointed person over that group, to minister to that group, or they do it within the ministry. Like if you're part of the music ministry or the mission ministry, then that ministry is responsible for you, and that ministry gives back to the pastor in the council meetings once a month or what have you. Well, we visited so-and-so who was in the hospital, and we sent flowers to brother so-and-so for his mother. He lost his mother and brother, and they give the reports, and he collectively deal with them. That's another style of administration is electing, as Moses had to find out later on, praise the Lamb of God, that his father-in-law saw that they came out of Egypt, that he had all of these thousands of people that was pressed upon him every day. He said, man, you don't kill yourself. He said, set these people in groups and put a captain over them and let the captain report to you. And let the captain deal with them as long as there's no big issues. But all this little petty stuff they bring to you, you don't need to hear that. And the attitude of some pastors, and they're not all wrong either. And it's not all wrong, I'm telling you, of some pastors is some people want to make an appointment, and then when they get in his office, they sit there and say, well, Pastor, I just wanted to sit down and just talk to you for a little while because we never get a chance to talk. And there's nothing really wrong with that, but when someone is heavily scheduled, that can become an irritation that you really didn't have nothing to meet with about.
Yes.
You just wanted, you really wanted to just. So we have to make sure that there is a need and a desire that's there, praise the Lamb of God, that warrants a that type of meeting. What, you know, some people want to go see their doctor all the time. Well, when I'm coming back to see you, doctor. So you don't have to, when something happens, call. No, I want an appointment. I want, you're not coming back in a month or 2 months. Or I want, you just want to see me? I'm saying you all right. If something go wrong, call me. You know, but some people want to stay on the schedule. No, I go see my cardiologist every month or every other month. I got a partner with him. Every other month, I go see him.
But
is something wrong with your heart?
Another issue I'm having is that here I am, I'm still waiting to learn. I'm still waiting for some type of prophetic ministry so that those who are walking in prophetic gifting, those who have been called, we can be taught. And here it is 3 years, and the only thing that I know about the prophetic ministry is what I'm learning from you. I'm like
and
feeling like
lot.
I don't. Yeah, that's a whole lot. I've learned a whole lot. I feel like I don't know where I'm supposed to be or go in the ministry, especially this church ministry with my gifting. But if it's not going to be utilized, if I'm not going to be taught more how to utilize it for that specific body, I just feel like I don't know. I feel like I'm out there just waving in the wind.
And I understand your feelings and your emotions, but seriously, that's what I would do. If I was you, I would just sit back, take some time, spend some time with the Lord, and get the release in your spirit to move on and find a prophetic ministry that is, you know, that's going to be, you know, suitable for you. I don't know. How far are you from Cincinnati?
I'm sorry, say it again.
How far are you from Cincinnati?
I am an hour and a half, about 2 hours from Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's a good trip. I know I'm supposed to be doing a prophetic symposium there next month, towards the end of the month there with Bishop, what is that fellow's name? I'm looking at his cousins, Bishop Cousins down there, and you know, he's asked me to come do that and to release the prophetic and establish prophetic ministry. But we, you know, there are some churches around, praise the Lamb of God, the Cleveland area that can, you know, and you just have to, you know, prayerfully seek and find until you find that home where you're going to get the deposit that you need and the fellowship as well as be able to function in the ministry call that's upon your life. You know, the Lord gave you a beautiful house. You can't relocate to Detroit, so you got to stay there in that big, pretty house and raise that pretty daughter of yours. And until then, Stay on the show and keep gleaming from me. And stay on the page, praise the Lamb of God, and get all you can from us so that we can continue to develop you guys in the way that God will have you to go. But this is
I had to deactivate my Facebook page because I was spending more time on Facebook than I was with the Lord. So I came time for me to release
I'm going to tell you like to tell everybody else. The deactivation of the page is not the problem. You the problem.
Yes.
And, what you have to do is learn some godly disciplines. It's called godly disciplines. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What I do is I pray before I get on the Internet. See? I don't use the Internet as my prayer circle or anything. I know by the time with God. And sometimes it's me not to get on the Internet. Want to get on the Internet because I spend more time with God than I think I'm going to spend. I said, well, I'm going to get, but then I'm going to get on the Internet, wind up being 2 or 3 hours with the Lord. And then, praise the Lamb of God, vice versa, over in the afternoon, evenings, and what have you, I still do my meditation. Praise the Lamb of God, and as well as the ministry work that I used to do. And what have you? I had to read a whole book and edit it for last. Do all of that, then get changed really to get back on the page. So there's a lot of other things that have to be done. We just have to have some discipline in ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. Not allow a social media to become your life. You don't want that to become your life. You have to have those disciplines about yourself. Praise the Lord. All right, let me get back into this lesson right quick. Praise God. All of this has been good and very, very helpful. Praise God. All of you out there, you don't have a pastor. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Shakespeare is willing to be your oversight person, your covering. Inbox me, contact me, esmintl.org. Go to the website. Email is there and what have you. And leave us a message, and we will contact you concerning that. But, you know, I don't steal members. I don't believe in doing that crap. I don't chase people down and say, be my member, all of that kind of stuff. But if there's something in your heart, or if, I do it, and then if you're just out there in a wilderness place, I know that's not God's will. For you to be uncovered, praise the Lamb of God. We all need covering. We all need shelter. We'll do that for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those of you listening to our voice via the Internet, if you want to call in, you can at area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, these last few 15 minutes, let's jump back in because I want to deal with the Moses calling. Moses on the backside of the mountain, he's defending the sheep. All of a sudden, he sees this bush burning. He sees a bush burning, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And this bush is burning, but it does not consume. In other words, it doesn't burn up. It's just lit up like a Christmas tree. But it's fire. And it should burn up. And so Moses decides to turn aside, to behold the great sight, and then we hear the voice of God call to Moses and tell him to take off his shoes for the ground that he stands on is holy ground. Praise the Lamb of God. And the place where he stand was holy. And so, and then you'll see that in the third chapter, praise the Lamb of God, of Exodus, this whole thing here, praise the Lamb of God, which covers a lot of territory in the life of Moses. But when Moses sees the bush burning and he approaches it, I want you to see again, God is the initiator, praise the Lamb of God. God is the initiator. There's nowhere in the Bible where a man initiated God and God called them to be a prophet. There's nowhere in the Bible where a man initiated God, and God caused him to be a prophet. It's always God initiated, praise the Lamb of God. God always does the choosing. God always does the selecting. God always does the qualifying. He does the calling. So we must understand, praise the Lamb of God, the importance of that, and that it's a very serious assignment, praise the Lamb of God. And God would have us to know is, I have chosen you. I have called you for a specific assignment and purpose in the earth. And I know what I'm doing. I know what I want to do through you. And there will be no excuse. And this is the way this is set up for Moses, because when the Lord tells him to take off his shoes and everything, and then they go through this introduction for him to find out that it's the God of his father. He's the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac. He is the God of Jacob. He is the God of Joseph. And now he is the God of Moses. And even more so, he's the God of the children of Abraham that are down in the slave pits of Egypt that needs deliverance. And for this cause, the Lord said he has found, praise the Lamb of God, so that he could bring his people out of the land of bondage. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God, out of the pits of slavery, that they can come to the place of promise, that they may serve him, that they may worship him. I want you to understand the twofoldness, to serve me and worship me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I find for the average one of us, we hang out in one area. We hang out in the worship area, but not in the serving area, praise the Lamb of God. But God says, I want them to worship and serve, praise the Lamb of God. And so that means that there is an assignment for the people of God in serving God through their lifestyle, through their integrity, through their witness. As we started, as we talked about early on, praise the Lamb of God, in this show. And so those of you can go back to the archives and you can get some of this. What a dynamic and awesome, I mean, and we can read this. Only those of us who have really been in the presence of God in a cold situation. And brothers and sisters, I don't know too many that, and I'm not boasting or bragging or anything, but that have had this type of theophany take place with them, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to the calling that's on their life and their ministry. I didn't know, and I share this over and over again, the level of calling that I had received until I was in seminary. In Ashland Seminary in Ashland, Ohio, when the admissions officers, due to the paper that they asked us to write about our calling, they called me in and went through my calling. And I mean, I sat in this room for about 3 or 4 hours with the administrator and the acceptance officer and a couple of more of these scholarly spoken guys, anointed me what they were really examining my call as an authentic call to ministry, until one of them just sat there and started crying. I feel the Spirit of God. You are not lying. God has really called you in a Old Testament style way. And I was oblivious. That I thought everybody that got called to preach was called this way, some kind of way. And but the trance-like presence of God, the power of God that comes over you is overwhelming. And I don't know about Moses, but I couldn't move nothing. couldn't move my finger or my eyelid, neither could I open my mouth. All I could do was breathe and think. That's all I could do. And God communicated with me through my mind, not my mouth. He spoke to me, eternal mind. And as I spoke back to him, or eternal spirit out of my spirit, either one you want to choose, that's how he spoke to me in my calling and appeared to me in a rainbow. That was so beautiful. Oh, my God, how pretty that rainbow was. God, have mercy. Hallelujah. And I just goosebumps of this. Purported my life in a whole different arena and area that I never dreamt that I would be involved in at such a young age. God did that and accepted the calling. And I did question him on who he was talking to, because he called my name and the who in me came out. I did ask the who. He had to call my name again a second time. Called my name and commissioned me to go and do what I do in ministry. This calling of Moses had to be even greater, I believe, praise the Lamb of God, because of the overshadowing and what God had to do to him in order for him to do all these signs, wonders, and miracles in Egypt land. This mantle that God had to place upon him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to create in him a very intense performance Pharaoh in his cohort so that he could deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt land. The revelation of his rod that was the staff that he carried, and the empowerment of it shows and give credence that if God can anoint a rod, change into a serpent, and empower a stick to touch the rivers of Egypt and turn them into blood and the ground, the lights, and wave it over stuff, and this, that, or another, then what can God do to human flesh? If he can empower a rod that much, but it was not really in the rod, it was in the faith of Moses and the anointing that was on Moses' life to believe that God would do what God said he would do, praise the Lamb of God. And we must always remember, praise the Lamb, that we have to have these things that accompany us, that we're attached to, that helps us to deal with the invisibility of God, of God not being there, as a representative of God's presence, that he is here with me. And some of us wear crosses, some of us carry our Bibles, some of us, you know, have our oil anointed on us when we go in to minister. We do some things, praise the Lamb of God. But all God really needs is your faith, your belief, and your trust, praise the Lamb of God, that he has called you to the assignment and that he is going to use you, praise the Lamb of God, unless that is a word that he gave you concerning, praise the Lamb of God, that you carry or that you do. The next thing that happens to Moses is Moses responds to the call of God in a negative way. He tells God he can't speak because he has a speech impediment. And I guess he stuttered or what have you. But he didn't want to go, praise the Lamb of God. He did not want to go. And his way out of it was, I can't talk. And God's reply to him was simply, do you know who you're talking to? I made the tongue that goes into man's mouth. And you're going to tell me you can't talk? In other words, I could change your tongue right here and now, praise the Lamb of God, But God pulls something out of Moses and reveals something to us in that dialogue, and that is Moses had a speaking. Yeah, because when we get down into the nitty-gritty of Moses' encounters with Pharaoh, I tell your brother, I'm going to send your brother Aaron with you to be your spokesman. That's what he tells me. I'm going to send your brother Aaron with you to be your spokesman. But as time pursues, Aaron stops speaking, and Moses is doing the talking because Moses overcomes his fear. He overcomes his bashfulness. He overcomes being shy and stage fright, as we say. Praise the Lamb of God. That he's able to speak with power and authority. Hallelujah. The confidence that it takes to stand, the confidence that it takes, praise the Lamb of God, to speak, the confidence that it takes to perform exploits for God and to do that that God would have us to do is through your relationship. Moses did not escalate in this particular way until, praise the Lamb of God, he found himself, people of God, he found himself growing in God. The more he went into the presence of God, the stronger he came out. The more he went into the presence of God, the stronger he came out. The more he went into the presence of God, the more he cared less about the rebuttal and the murmuring of Israel. The more he went into the presence of God, the less he cared about what Pharaoh would say to him, the threats that would come against him, the castigation that would come from both ends. And it's bad when you're battling the devil and the church that you're fighting for and representing is against you also. And this is the predicament Moses found himself in. He's going on behalf of the people of God, and the people of God is murmuring against him, as well as, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, yeah, the Egyptians are murmuring against him. That's a sad malady right there, praise the Lamb of God. But this is the position Moses finds himself in, and this is the position that many of us as representatives of God will find ourselves in, praise the Lamb of God. You will find yourself sometime that people will be against you that you represent, that you have represented, that you have shepherded for years, praise the Lamb of God, and they will rise up against you, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You have to be firm in your calling and confident, praise the Lamb of God, that God has called you, that God has called you to assignment. They will walk away from you. You must stand, praise the Lamb of God, and do all that God called you to do. There is no out. There is no exit door. There is no running away from. There is no removing. Once you go, you are gone, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And must adhere to the demands of what God told you to do. God never said if you go, they go always like you. That's not in the contract, I promise you. God does not say if you go, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to have a full house every Sunday, and you're never going to see empty seats. There's going to always be the finances there for you to do everything with. He never says any of that to us. He says, go. And then he says, Lo, I'm with you. He says, go. And he says, Lo, I'm with you. He says, go. And then he says, Lo, I'm with you, even to the end of the age. And brothers and sisters, that should be enough confidence for any man or woman to do what God has called them to do. Praise the Lamb of God. That should be your confidence. Hallelujah. That God has spoken. Let's say amen. Praise the Lamb of God. We are out of time. Praise God. I hope and pray that today I said enough. We'll come back tomorrow and finish this up. Praise the Lamb of God, along with some more, praise God, as we deal with Prophetic Word Day. I am so happy that this happened today. Forgive us again for yesterday. You know, just couldn't help. It wasn't scheduled. Praise God, it takes 24 hours. If we schedule a show, it takes 24 hours for that show to be able to be aired. So we had to schedule yesterday for today, but now we're scheduled for the month. Everything is good. Praise, I can't come with that excuse again. Praise the Lamb for the next month. Just know I love each of you. I bless each of you. You want to be a blessing to the ministry today, go to psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a button there that says sow a seed. Those of you who have not yet did your first fruits, you need to do that. Praise the, so the blessing of increase can rest upon you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to do that. You need to go on and do that. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you. I have faith in God. I have confidence in the Holy Spirit, and therefore I'm excited about your future. Be blessed now. I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new.
Cause I'm brave.